60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day, but before we get to that, it's a very sad day.
Aww.
Our own Brooke Fox is not here this morning.
No, bruh!
Yep, she sent us a text saying that she would be late because she's covered in baby puke.
Oh, gross!
I don't know if that means her kids are sick or if she was just doing something really weird this morning.
I think her kids are
no
sick.
More explanation than that.
No, it's the kids, okay?
Disappointing, though. But there's another member of the morning show who is not here as well. Our intern, Oscar, is not here.
What?
So that's a coincidence.
Uh-oh, I didn't think about that.
I don't know what Oscar's nickname is, but I'm wondering if his nickname is Baby Puke. That's what's going on.
Uh-oh.
Oscar did email the show, though. And I haven't heard the email, but Jeff, can you read us what Oscar said about being late?
Yeah, he sent this to us this morning, and just so you know, it has no punctuations in this entire thing. It says, "Hey, y'all, I'm sorry for being irresponsible, but I stayed up and only got like 2 hours of sleep these past 2 days because of finals at school, and I don't feel like it's a good idea for me to be on the road until I get appropriate sleep. Good news is I'm basically done with my business degree. I'll be logged in at home. If y'all can send me one of the show sheets, I'd appreciate that. Thanks, y'all, Oscar."
Sounds like he's a bit delusional.
You should congratulate me.
We should call him and congratulate him.
And don't you, especially Jubal and Jay, you guys only get 2 hours of sleep every night, I feel like.
Yeah, I got about an hour and a half.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, and Jeff never sleeps.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing. Baby puke too?
Yeah.
I think he'll answer.
Hello?
Hey, Oscar.
Who is this?
Who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the show that you're an intern on.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey. Well, you sent us an email saying that you haven't got much sleep in the last 2 days, and you're going to stay home today, so we figured give you a call, wake you up, see how things are going.
Oh, things are going well.
Yeah, do you think it's... It's not going to look very good, and you're like in your last week and a half of your internship, and you know now you're missing days and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your whole business. What was it? The business?
Business degree thing.
Yeah. Final thing being done.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It took all night.
Yeah, yeah. So get some sleep, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try.
All right.
So.
Yeah. We'll call you every hour to make sure you're getting sleep, okay? All right. Dude, our interns are the best.
Yeah, they're really responsible.
All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? And breaking news, Brooke has made it in.
Yay!
Yay!
Just walked in the door. I'm so happy.
Sorry.
You're still covered in baby puke, which is weird. I wish you would have washed it off.
I changed.
Jose's drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
Me, okay. I've got the shock collar while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
The RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America, monitors total record sales around the world, and they came out with a list of the best-selling Christmas albums of all time. And there were some surprising results. Mariah Carey's album, Merry Christmas, is only number 7 on the list. Number 3 is The Christmas Song album by Nat King Cole. Number 2 is Kenny G's Miracles, the holiday album, which sold 7.4 million copies. But who has the best-selling Christmas album ever, with over 10 million copies sold, the only holiday album to go diamond status? Whoa. Name the person or the band.
This is a perfect one for me.
Yeah, because you love Christmas music.
Full of the holiday spirit.
Just think of your own personal collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as Thanksgiving's over, it's all Christmas music for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you need some help?
Yes, please.
All right. So my first thought for you is Anaheim Steamroller.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, right? Or yeah. Anaheim Steamroller. Is that one of their songs, or is that
I don't know. I can't remember.
I think that's their song. Right?
I don't think it's called Anaheim Steamroller.
Anaheim.
I think it's called Monheim Steamroller.
Monheim? I thought it was Anaheim.
I thought it was Anaheim Steamroller, too.
You were saying Anaheim, like the
Anaheim
city.
Is this,
whatever. The Steamroller
I don't
people.
Think it was a steamroller. They wrote it about a steamroller in Anaheim, California.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I think it's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Let's refocus. It's got to be a super famous band or an artist that everyone would want to buy, and I have two amazing options for you. One, NSYNC. We were just listening to their
Christmas
album
yesterday.
That's too
big. That's too many albums.
I think Justin Bieber.
Nah.
He did a Christmas album and it went crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
when have you.
You
ever heard one of Justin Bieber's Christmas songs? You need something like. Listen, I'm gonna go. Nat King Cole is number three, man.
I'm gonna go with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra just because.
Anaheim Steamroller.
Not like Elvis. Not any major artist that's done a Christmas
Elvis
album.
Elvis isn't bad.
Elvis isn't
not
bad,
Barbra
but
Streisand.
I'm still gonna go with them. I just feel like they cross so many barriers.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I almost said Anaheim Steamroller. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Over the decades, virtually every musical artist comes out with some kind of Christmas album, but only a select few become successful. The third best-selling holiday album belongs to Nat King Cole. Second is Kenny G's Miracles, but the best-selling Christmas album of all time is the only one to sell over 10 million copies and go diamond status. It first came out back in 1957 and features one of the greatest solo artists of all time talking about Elvis Presley.
Oh.
His Christmas album.
Okay, I got it wrong.
Yeah.
We got the lyrics to Here Comes Santa Claus. I'll sing that before I get shocked. No, here we go.
If you need to know, Santa's that guy that wears red and white.
Oh, okay. Thanks for explaining. Yeah. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzing and blitzing and all his reindeer pulling on his row. Man, my own Christmas album coming out.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Moving 92.5.